Okay, next we have Jack Honer, and he's presenting the Field Flight Grip.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Great to be in Oshkosh, isn't it? Yes. The name of our product is the Field Flight Grip, and yes, it's a tactile feedback device to help prevent loss of control. And here's a picture of it. It's a molded grip. There's five thrust pins inside this grip. The vertical three that you see there indicate angle of attack, starting with the bottom finger there, the ring finger, best rate of climb, the best angle of climb, and then stall warning at the top. Now the two top left pins are your inclination, your left ball, your right ball. And we have installed this and flight tested it, and it actually worked better than we expected, so we're real pleased. Watch your airspeed, watch your ball. When I was getting my flight instruction back in the early 80s, my flight instructor really drilled this into me. And actually, I was lucky enough to find some old video of his teaching technique.
Watch your airspeed. Watch your ball there. Okay, come on. Let's pay attention here. Didn't you read the book? Watch your airspeed. Watch your ball there. Okay, come on. Let's pay attention here. Didn't you read the books?
Okay.
Watch your airspeed. Watch your...
Hey, Greg,
okay, that's. I think there's a lot of pilots here that can relate to that teaching technique. But I tell you this, that old guy really drilled it into me, and that is what you need to know. You need to know how to watch your airspeed and watch your ball, because that is what will save you in a tricky situation. So again, the grip provides that. Three angle of attacks, indications there. That's basically your airspeed, and then your left ball and your right ball. Keep your inclination, keep your turns coordinated. Okay, eyes compete for input. Everything you see on that panel there is on at the same time and it's broadcasting to your eyes. What we have now is heads-up displays, which are great. Last year's winner was a really good one. It was a heads-up on your sunglasses that projects onto your right eye. And that's a really good idea. But however, the pilot wants to be looking at his landing spot. But all this other stuff is competing for his vision. And also, your ears are competing for different input also. You got your engine, your prop, your radio, passengers might be gabbing on the intercom, and these can all interfere with you hearing the stall horn. And what can happen is we block out sounds. And we've been showing our prototype grips at air shows, and we had an F-16 pilot that tried it out, and he said he had 34 audio warnings in his headset, and he blocked out all but a couple of them. So we thought that was a pretty good testimonial. Another example, you're in your living room watching an old Star Trek episode, and your wife asks you to take out the garbage. You know, I'm probably not the only one guilty of not hearing that. The point is, we block out sounds. It's plain and simple as that. Why the fingers? Well, the fingers are highly sensitive. There's more nerve endings in the tips of your fingers than anywhere in your body. And the eyes and ears are free to do other tasks, which is good. Again, we have five thrust pins in the grip, and three for angle of attack, and then two for inclination. Now, this bottom one, the grip is connected to the controls, the response time is immediate. What this means is when you're flying and you've got your hand on the grip and you get a signal that you're near stall, it's a reflex action. It's what they call muscle memory. It's signaling the hand that's controlling the elevator, so it's going to respond as soon as it gets that signal. And milliseconds can be important when you're in a stall situation. If you're near stall and you get a gust, you've got to be able to react fast. Okay, the current feedback, visual that we talked about, is great, but you can overload that sense. There's just so much to look at. Auditory, same thing, and it's very easy to block out. Now, tactile, it's not new. 40 years ago, the FAA mandated to the airliners to install a stick shaker in their jets, and it's proven to be very effective. However, it's not translated well to the general aviation market, and we'll talk about that more in a second here. Advantages of the Field Flight Grip. It's inexpensive and easy to install. We'll, of course, be marketing to the experimental market first. And we want to keep the price as low as we can because we want to get it out to the market to really, that's how this is going to be proven if it's a good product or not, more people that use it. And so we're going to keep it as low as we can, discount it to the EAA. If it catches on and spreads out to the GA market, that's when we'll start doing our gouging. But anyway. The fingers are the most sensitive part of the body, not the seat of the pants. Last year there was a finalist that was pretty neat, a buzz ball that signaled your buttocks. However, it's been proven that's not the most sensitive part of your body. Pitch and ball, again, is indicated on our grip, and that's the two things you need to watch your airspeed, watch your ball. It does not take control away from the pilot. Now, this was the market barrier to the stick shaker. It didn't translate well from the airliners into the GA market, and that's the main reason. And there's other reasons, too. But we'll skip on here to, okay, we want to integrate with Dynan and others for the angle of attack. We have our own angle of attack sensor in our system. But if you already have a Dynan with AOA, then we want to work with these companies to make it work with our product so it'll save some cost and so forth. Also helps reduce vertigo. Okay, here it is mounted in a Cessna 150. It's bolted to the right grip. And then in the center there on the panel, you see our control module. The three vertical LEDs, those are your LEDs that indicate your angle of attack. There's a button next to each one. Okay, now this thing is super simple to calibrate for any airplane. So you trim out for, let's say, best rate of climb. You get it where you like it. You push the button next to that LED, it lights up for 2 seconds. That tells you that position has been recorded in memory permanently. And same thing for the other two angles of attack. The inclination, you do not need to calibrate. That works off of gravity. It's, plain old gravity like Mother Nature. And so that's always what it needs to be. The quick story here. So when you're writing software, you write it and you go test it, go back, edit, and test it. I was up one day testing my edited code, trimmed it out for best rate of climb. It was working great. It was signaling my ring finger like it should. I had my airspeed at 72, and it was just working perfect. So I was flying straight and level, and I'd pull the nose up, and I'd lose the signal on my ring finger like I should. Put the nose back down. It came back. It was great. So after about 10-15 minutes, I thought, okay, it's time to try it in some turns. So I turn into a right turn, medium bank turn, still getting my best L over D on my ring finger. It's working great. I'm really pleased. I look at my airspeed, and it's 78, 79 miles per hour. I still have a software bug in it. Turn to the left, did the same thing. I get home, I plug it into my computer. I'm looking at the code, trying to figure out, where is my software error? I'm really studying it. Couldn't see it. So I sit down, I think. I go, oh yeah, when you bank the wings, your stall speed goes up. I go, okay, well, I knew that. But it's right then and there I realized my invention had become smarter than me. But anyway, so that was a good lesson. There's a picture of the angle of attack sensor out on in an inspection hole on a Cessna. It's real easy. Now we have a two-wire cable that goes down the wing. We did not want to use Bluetooth. We want to make this thing as foolproof as we could, really solid. We really like our sensor. It's very robust. And so that's good. Tactile feedback research. Okay, we found a lot of good research on tactile feedback. And one of the best papers we found was an Army study in 2007. Two things that we have here that came out of that study. One, the use of one modality overloads that modality. If you're looking at too many things, your eyes start to shut out some things. It's very well proven in these studies. The second thing they unveiled was that multiple modality validates your information. And this is key. So let's say you're looking at your airspeed indicator, you're getting close to stall. The field flight grip is telling you you're close to stall. That's two things that are telling you the same information. The pilot's going to respond so much more quickly and do the right thing. It has a quick and easy learning curve. And touch is the most effective sense. An example we often give is how blind people can learn to read Braille with their fingers. Or piano players can, learn to play really good. Okay, 3 or 4 years ago, the FAA said, loss of control accident rate is just, we got to do something about it. And so they started this program, which was great. And they reached out to EAA and said, okay, you guys are the innovators. We want you to help come up with a system that's going to help reduce the accident rate, help reduce the loss of control problem in general aviation. And this program's been great. There's been so many good ideas that have come out of it. So we're not saying this is a definitive solution. And I can't say that. I'm too close to the project to be objective. But what needs to happen is one product needs to rise to the top through all of this effort, become standard throughout the fleet. We have the airspeed indicator, the standard, the ball, it's standard, and this third system that needs to evolve from this effort. No matter what airplane you step into in the fleet, it's the same. And it's an effective system. Now, we think it very well could be a tactile system, but that's what we're saying is it has to be a definitive solution that spreads clear out throughout the airplane industry. And that's my presentation. Thank you for your patience.
Dick, you got some questions? Or?
Well, one I didn't quite understand. You have the pins on the side stick for a yaw.
Right.
In other words, to indicate the pilot which rudder he should use. Where do you get that input?
Good question. It's an accelerometer chip, and it's the programming taps from that exactly like I mentioned that, but it's the force of gravity. It can read the G-force from the Earth. So it's really identical to what the real ball in the fluid is doing. The gravity's pulling that to the right or to the left, and that's what our chip reads, and it's been very rock solid and reliable. Works really good. Okay. So it duplicates the ball exactly.
Okay.
On your video, it sounded like the click rate was the same for every warning. So you got three bad and two good. How do you differentiate
a bad warning
from an on condition, which is a good?
It's three pulses and a pause, three pulses and a pause. We did a lot of research on that. What's the best signal to really get the pilot's attention? And so we like that sequence, but now through software, we can make it anything we want. And we've played with a lot of different patterns. We've settled in on that one.
Are you using the same pattern for the stall and the yaw, which are warnings, versus the angle and yaw and rate, which are rewarding?
It's the same signal, but a very key thing is no two pins signal at the same time. So let's say you're in an uncoordinated turn. You got the left ball, and say you're close to stall, so that one's poking you. It's blink, 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 blink.
So
it's, they're out of 180 degrees out of sync. So it's no problem confusing which one's which.
How does it determine priority? What it's going to signal? Does the stall take priority?
Well, they're both going. It's like they're. Well, I can tell you, it's three tenths of a second for these three pulses, and then a 3/10. So that pause in between, that is filled by the pulsing of the other pin if two functions are happening at the same time. Now the three angle of attacks, they'll never happen at the same time. But you can't get a ball and an angle of attack at the same time. So they're exactly 180 degrees out of phase. Now what we can do with software too, if you get to stall, and again this is user selectable on where you want the stall signal to start warning you, but let's say you get into a deeper stall, and we can have the software say, okay, really warn this guy, and all three pins or all five pins just go crazy and just say, you know, really get wake this guy up. Tell him.
Thank you.
Is my time
we
up?
We ran out of time.
Thank you.
Thank you.